Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are bringing you part two of our coverage of the amazing production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, playing June 5th through July 3rd at the Paper Mill Playhouse. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting papermill.org. And joining us today, we have the incredible director of the show, Casey Hushin. We're so excited to hear all she has to share about this piece. So let's go ahead and welcome her in. Casey, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be with you today. This is my first ever podcast, and I feel like I'm in very good hands with you. So thank you.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. Yeah, you're going to have a blast, I hope. This is a lot of fun, at least for me, I think. I'm so excited about this production. As we were just talking, it's an incredible version of the show. Your lead actress, Keira Kennedy, who we recently spoke with, is absolutely amazing. We are speaking right now as you're in the middle of tech. So
yes.
Let us start in the beginning, which is a very good place to start, as someone wise once said. Let's start by having you refresh our drink, if you will, and tell us a little bit about what Beautiful, the Carole King musical, is about.
Sure. So in a nutshell, Beautiful is a jukebox musical that tells the story of the early life and career of the famous Carole King. And it uses the songs that Carole wrote, often together with her then husband, Jerry Goffin. And it also has some other incredibly famous songs by Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil, Phil Spector. So it really is about the journey of her life from age 16 to 29. And it's just chock full of some of the most incredible music you could hear in an evening out.
That is so wonderful. Now, as I quickly dropped in there, I mean, you are in the middle of tech. You're
truly I just stepped out of the theater. We've done our first session of dry tech where we first just seen the set and lighting moving together, and the actors are going to arrive in 23 minutes for the first time. They're stepping into the theater. So it's an exciting day here in the world of Beautiful.
This is amazing. So as you are in the middle of tech, you're about a week away from the show starting. What has it been like developing this piece?
I have to say, the cast of this production of Beautiful is so remarkable. And, you know, I know people say stuff like this often, but there's the chemistry in the room and a heart and a spirit that this company has found. We've been 2 weeks together in a rehearsal studio, really building a massive show in 2 weeks. But the chemistry and connection that they are all feeling has been just lighting up this process. We've had such a great time making the show, and we've worked so hard, and we're just discovering new wonderful moments every day. But the most wonderful part about the process has been finding all of that joy in the piece with all of these new actors. It's been a really special community that we've built over the past 2 weeks. And I think you will feel that joy and that sense of community and that love of making music together in the show and in the storytelling.
That is so, so wonderful. And I want to build off of that, because with all this discovery, with this great connection this cast has, is there a message or a thought you hope that audiences are going to take away from this production?
Oh, God, you know, there's so many. I think Carole's story, I find it so inspiring in so many ways. And, you know, you come to it, I came to it pretty new. I knew her music, of course. I had always listened to it and been a fan. I had seen the production. And you think you know what it is. But as I got inside the story and read all the books and her backstory and all the research, there is so much true inspiration in her life story, in who she is, what she has done, the adversity she faced. There's so much to pull from. You know, I would say a couple things. Something very personal to me is that, you know, I'm a mother of three kids, and there aren't a million stories that I've had the pleasure to tell that are about someone who is an artist and also values work and family the same way. And there are so many great, you know, you don't see this quite in the piece as much, but there are so many great stories in the research about Carole, like kind of playing the piano with one hand and helping her kid get dressed with the other. And I just, there's so much that I connected to when I learned her story. There were so many things that felt so accessible and so human. And there was so much to pull out of the story. So I really related to that aspect. But, you know, one thing, forgive me if this sounds corny, but we were talking about this in the rehearsal room. There's a lyric that has always really hooked in for me that sort of embodies what our process has been like. And it's in the final song, Beautiful. Carole's first lyric is, you all may know it, you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. And while that sounds like, on the surface, that sounds like get up and be positive, what I'm taking from it and trying to pour into the show, and I think the cast is feeling too, is it's a choice every day to wake up and be grateful that we get to do this for a living, and then to come and share our gifts, hopefully, with an audience, and to bring them that joy and the energy and this music every night is just a gift for us. So we're trying to really hang on to that piece too, that we get to bring this to audiences. And it hasn't been the easiest few years, right? So anytime you can be a carrier of that much joy and a story that is inspiring and a story that is female forward and an amazing score, like, it's just, I feel like the luckiest person right now.
Oh, I love all of that. I absolutely agree with you. Well, let me ask you my final question for this first. And of course, that is, sure, who are you hoping to have access to this production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical?
Oh God, my hope, you know, it's an idealistic answer, but my hope always is that everybody and anybody can have access to theater. I know that's probably an oversimplification, but I think this story speaks to so many different people and has so much to say and so much to offer that I wish that we could share it with anybody who wanted to be a part of it.
Love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pick your brain, if you will. Sure. And I want to start with our regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past or are just some of your favorites?
All right. I'm just choosing a person who came to mind as opposed to shows and pieces and such. Like, there are so many artists that inspire me, but a person in the industry who inspires me is Anne Court, who is now that I might get the title wrong, but I want to say perhaps executive producer, president, some, you know, I don't have the title correct, but of Disney Theatricals. And I say that because I think, you know, I look up to her so much as a woman in a leadership position in the industry. And I see, I've been lucky enough to be around Disney working on Aladdin a bit and just seeing moments of her leadership, and that it's, you know, she's such proof to me of a philosophy that I truly hope to embody, that you can be a very strong and firm and clear and decisive leader, but also to lead with humanity and people first. And I just saw so much of that. And I always think, like, of it when people say who inspires you. Like, she was just honored recently at a dinner for being someone who shatters glass ceilings and is doing the right things the right way. And it got me so excited. So she, when you just say inspiration, she kind of jumps to mind at the moment of, you know, not only the kind of work you'd like to be doing, but like Carole King, you know, the kind of person you'd like to be within the industry, I think is so important too. That said, I mean, on a lighter note, I love to do comedy. So I have like the sincere pleasure of being around Tina Fey during Mean Girls. And she's also a complete inspiration in terms of a, you know, similarly, a female artist that I admire, but I love to make people laugh and I love to do comedy in all forms. So that's a great love of mine too. That's a big source of inspiration, is if you can get a big full theater of people laughing, God, is that an intoxicating sound?
Yes, absolutely. It's so wonderful. I love it. Well, speaking of love of yours, we've arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite theater memory?
Oh God, there's so many. I always just will go with what first pops into mind, but my first official Broadway show, I was an observer on a show called Good Vibrations, so that counts as well. But my first Broadway show where I was in the fabric of it was The Drowsy Chaperone. And it was just the most like golden, it's so hard to explain how good it was because it will always sound like hyperbole or schmaltz, but it was just, it didn't feel like it had the pressure of Broadway and anything surrounding it. It just felt like a group of people who got along famously and made each other laugh and loved being around each other. And I remember like sitting on the floor in Bob Martin's dressing room with Casey Nicola, Josh Rhodes, Bob Martin, and the other writers in the room. And it was always after a performance that he was in. And we were mostly laughing and saying, what about this? What about that? What if it was this instead? And it was just this really special time for me, of walking down that block, was it 46th Street, I think, that leads to the Marquee stage door. And I've been dreaming of working on Broadway since I was five, maybe two, if I understood it by then, but five. So every day that I got to open that stage door and I was allowed to walk in there, I just remember walking down that block as the theater marquee lights were starting to light up every night and going like, I can't believe I get to do this for a living. So I kind of try to hang on to that too, to not let that get old and never forget that feeling. But that one was just head to toe special. Beth Level, Danny Burstein, like all of these people at that moment in their life, it's hard to compare to that because it was the first, but it was also so special and so unique.
Oh, what a wonderful memory. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure. Makes me smile to even think about it.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know if our listeners would like more information about Beautiful, the Carole King musical, or about you. Perhaps they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
I think the best way is always through the internet these days, right? But the Papermill website will have all the information about the musical and about how to get tickets and about how to come see us. I know they have a great Instagram account as well. I have a website too, caseyhushin.com, and that's got a bunch of, work photos and projects and upcoming news and things on it. So always happy to have visitors there too.
Perfect. Well, Casey, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing all of this and just speaking with me. This has been wonderful. So thank you so much.
You're such a pleasure. It's so much fun to talk with you. I'm only sorry that we don't have longer. And I really appreciate the conversation. And it's reminding me to go back into tech and take my own advice that whatever challenges come our way tonight, we're lucky to be walking in a stage door and doing what we love with a room full of incredible artists. So I hope everyone will come see this amazing production and be as lifted up by it as we all have been.
I love that. Thank you for that. My guest today has been the incredible director, Casey Hushin, who's directing right now Beautiful, the Carole King musical, playing June 5th through July 3rd at the Papermill Playhouse. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting papermill.org. And you're going to want to get those tickets fast because they are selling like crazy. So hurry up and get those tickets. Again, it's for Beautiful, the Carole King musical, playing June 5th through July 3rd. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.